Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
I am Janae Preby, the director of the Shine Mural Festival.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
9.5.
What organizations are you involved in?
The St. Petersburg Arts Alliance, Creative Pinellas, and I recently went through Leadership St. Pete.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Honestly, my kids calling for me. But beyond that, I like with Shine, what I like about it is the opportunity to be involved in something bigger than myself. I think the murals in St. Pete are one of those things that, you know, makes people really love where they live and feel, you know, proud of their city or connected to where they live. And I like being a part of that.
Why St. Pete?
St. Pete is magic. I think there's something special about St. Pete. I mean, a lot of people say that. I think it's true. And for me, I need sunshine, water, and art. And St. Pete is, you know, does well with all three of those.
What is one habit that you keep?
Gratitude. I think for me, being mindful of my story and my vision for my life, and then kind of appreciating all the steps along the way, being thankful for where I'm at in each moment, helps me keep my perspective. And I think that's something I try to make a habit.
Who are some people that influence you?
The artists that I work with. I really love being around people that are just living in their creativity. You know, I think when I was a kid, I didn't know that you could do that. I didn't know you could make a life being creative and make a good life. So for me, it's really inspiring to see people that are really living in that. And I think it's infectious.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
I recently read The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. It's not necessarily the kind of book that you just sit down and read cover to cover, but it's more of like a creativity manual in some ways. But basically the premise is that we were all created to be creative and that some of us are just more blocked than others. And so it's almost like a course of sort of figuring out what it is that blocks you from living in your full creative potential. And it's almost like a 12-step program, I feel like, for like, you know, recovering non-artists. I really enjoyed it. I would highly recommend that.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
That it's okay to make mistakes, even in a public space, that mistakes are inevitable, but that it's worth it to try something and to take the risk, and you know, especially if you learn from it.
What's next?
Shine 2020, more incredible murals.
Thank you.
Thank you.